Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show,
the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet today. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you, monkey? You're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
We'll be right back.
against the Roman Show on Tuesday night as we talk pro wrestling, and we have a stacked lineup for you tonight. In fact, so much. It's just so much to say. Regardless, I want to welcome, like always, my annoying, obnoxious, attention-grabbing, baby crier, whiner, and childish, Stephen Cage.
Me, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Yeah, is my mic working? Okay. I just have to make sure that my mic is working for my later promo battle. But aside from that, from hearing your boring voice throughout the whole entire opening of the show, all the way to the point that I have to hear your voice for the next 2 hours, it's just plain boring. Why? Let me practice on for my promo battle, and why don't you handle your business? Me.
Are you choking again?
No, I'm not choking. I'm preparing. Don't you see me clearing my voice?
We're going to let you know as far as our guests tonight, which include Homicide, former Ring of Honor superstar, and TNA, part of LAX. But before we continue, we want to bring in Jeff Gibson of Elite Promotions, who's going to be having a great event, a mixed martial arts event at the Miami Dade County Youth Fair in this Thursday night at the Miami Dade County Youth Fair. It's the first one to have ever taken place in the fairgrounds. Jeff, welcome to the Roman Show, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Great. The pleasure is ours. Jeff, tell us about this great event, because the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair is doing something new this time around. They're going to have boxing. They're going to have mixed martial arts, amateur mixed martial arts. And they're going to have pro wrestling. They're even going to have, I believe, something of extreme sports, some skating and biking and so forth. But how did this venture come about, Jeff?
You know what? It's pretty exciting for us on our team. A good friend of mine that has Icon Entertainment had contacted me, and Robert and I went together with Ricky DeCubis, that I've worked with the DeCubis brothers for years in boxing, and we brought this to the fair. And with ESPN Deportes coming in and Miami-Dade County Fair, it's given this opportunity. We think it's super. Not just for the fight fans and the fighters, of course, that's such a large crowd, but for fans coming to the fair that maybe haven't been able to afford tickets or see the fights before, now they got a great chance for $10 to see some great MMA fights.
That is just absolutely great. And now, what are people going to see? Aside from the fights itself, there's going to be some MMA fighters in the house.
Yeah. We've got some big names, both grapplers and MMA. Marcus Brimage is going to be there, and he's got a UFC fight coming up. Hector Lombard is coming out. We've got Cyborg, who's a world grappling champion, everybody knows. And, you know, the list just goes on and on. We've got a good group of VIPs coming out. And I tell you, these fighters, you could convince these guys that they're not fighting for the world titles with the UFC. I mean, they're pumped up.
That is just amazing. How many fights are we going to have on Thursday night?
You know, we've got 7 bouts together, because we don't have as much time as we do on normal shows, because the fair's allotted us. We've got an hour and a half time slot. So we'll be running the fights one right after the other, and I believe the fans are going to see some knockouts, because we got some good grudge matches set here, as well as some title fights.
That's absolutely great, Jeff, and that's Jeff Gibson of Elite Promotions. That's this Thursday night at the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair. You don't want to miss it. First time the fair hosts mixed martial arts, amateur mixed martial arts, and then on Friday with the pro wrestling, which we're going to be talking about today. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you here. Is there a website where people could find out information?
You know, they can go on the Elite Promotions site, www.elitepromotions.info. And naturally on the Miami-Dade Fair and Expo website as well. But again, guys, for $10, you know, a ticket, you can't beat that. And opening night of the fair, I mean, that's why we have the privilege of having the MMA fights opening night of the fair, and they expect over 100,000 people that first night. So I think it's safe to say we're going to have the largest crowd that's watched MMA in the state of Florida, because there's no doubt we're going to have 5,000 or 6,000 stop and watch the fights. We're right there at the main gate when you come in, and it's going to be huge.
Yeah, no, that's great. And you're right, on that opening day, it gets packed. Do they have bleachers and stuff like that that people will be able to see, like risers?
Exactly. They're bringing bleachers in and setting up the side, and we're straight across from the concert hall. So, you know, we have the area for the MMA and like you said, the pro wrestling's there Friday night, boxing on Saturday night. So it's really an extreme area, but it's literally right as soon as you step inside the gate, it's on the left-hand side, and then on the right-hand side are the concerts. So the bleachers will be set up. I mean, it'll be packed, having, you know, quite a few thousand right there, but with 100, some estimates I said are 150,000 on that first night. And you know the MMA sport as well as I do, and the way this has been highly advertised, I can't see us not having just a huge, huge number around that night, packing the house.
Oh, absolutely. Jeff, thank you so very much. Again, check out Amateur MMA this Thursday. I'm at the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair, Pro Wrestling on Friday, and all sorts of stuff that they have up there. Jeff, thank you so very much, and have a great night. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you at the fair.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
Have a good
night. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. All right, KJ, go. You and I actually will be at the fair Thursday, Friday. We'll be out there with the Roman Show T-shirt. But you know, I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled because at last the people will be able to express their feelings towards you, as the people will be throwing corn dogs when they see you at the fair come Friday night when FCW will be there.
Well, the most of corn dogs that you're ever going to see close to my mouth is the ones that I'm actually eating. But when you're talking about the corn dogs, should I say in rated R form, those will be heading towards Randall's mouth. So basically, that's what I'm going to put up with, because I know you and Randall are good friends, and I'm personally taking him to school today.
Gage, let us know about the lineup that we have tonight here in the program.
Oh, definitely. Well, first off, we have the NWA Fusion superstar, the Mempho Mofo. He's going to be on the show in a couple seconds, as a matter of fact. And then, of course, we have OVW's own flamboyant and self-proclaimed most beautiful professional wrestler in the world, Paradise, coming on the show. And then we got WWE veteran Big Bully Busick. If no one remembers him, he actually had a stint in the WWE back then when they were known as the WWF, wrestled the greats like Jimmy Snuka and so forth. And as a matter of fact, he will be on the show later, even talking about something that he started right now, which are called the Big Bully Nutrition Bars. So basically, he's going to be on the show a little later. And then we end the show with the internationally known, the notorious 187, the original Rottweiler himself, Homicide.
Man, that's going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome. We always give you guys a stack lineup here on the program. We don't job. We give you quality program here on the Roman Show, because that's what we're about. And come WrestleMania, Cage, you know that you and me, although we don't see eye to eye, we are going to give these people what they want.
Well, catch us this coming Friday, as a matter of fact, when we're out there with the superstars of FCW. If people don't know what FCW is, that is the training camp for the WWE. That's where everyone goes through to actually make it to the big top. People like Seth Rollins, Chris Hero, known as Cassius Ohno right now, Claudio Castagnoli, known as Antonio Cesaro. Everyone comes through that one program, which is FCW. And this coming Friday, we have an amazing main event at the FCW show. It's a lumberjack match when Seth Rollins, the champion of FCW, defends against Damien Sandow. That is going to be an amazing main event.
You know, you suck as a co-host, but you do your homework. I like you about that. Let's take this quick phone call. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air. I think Cage scared him. But
well,
with that being said, we also have the big promo battle number 3, Randall Villafaña versus Stephen Cage, with Johnny Knockout as the special enforcer. And we'll get into details how it's going to work. Everyone get on Twitter right now, hashtag Roman Show, and show your support, whether you're rooting for Randall or whether you're rooting for Cage. The hashtag is hashtag Team Randall or hashtag Team Cage. We want to know who you are supporting tonight here in the promo battle. Now we're going to get a hold of Mempho Mofo here in the program, who Cage is going to give us a little 411 of this guy, who is wrestling for NWA.
Fusion.
In the Continental title.
He actually fought for that title in 2010.
October of 2010. And then later on, we're going to get a hold of Paradise. Flamboyant. Hello, Memphis.
This is the mofo. Who is this?
Hey, this is the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
What's up, the Roman Show? The mofo's been waiting for you to call.
Aha. Hopefully we got you right on time. I'm here joined with my co-host, Stephen Cage, and we want to welcome you out here. It's a great opportunity to have you on the program, as you're going to speak to us a little bit about the OVW and all of your action that you've been around.
Well, the mofo would love to do that. The mofo just came from the gym. He was hanging and banging with Mrs. Mofo, throwing around the weights. Got home, and he was just waiting for the Roman Show to call. And the mofo was very excited because it's the most wonderful time of the professional wrestling year, fellas. Did you know that? Did you know it's the most wonderful time of the professional wrestling year?
Oh, jeez.
It's like Christmas in wrestling, the wrestling world.
It is. And did you know why? Did you know why this is the most wonderful time of the professional wrestling year?
Why is it?
It's because it's Shanghai Showdown season. It's getting ready for the biggest event in all of professional wrestling in the state of Virginia in all of 2012. Shanghai Showdown 6 is coming up on April 21st.
Huh. Shanghai.
Shanghai Showdown 6. And on the top of the card, you get the mofo defending the NWA Continental title against a man he's been feuding with for 3 years, the Jody Bulldog, Sean Denny. That's why the mofo is so excited. That's why the mofo is so excited to be on the Roman Show.
So, and mofo, a lot of people are actually listening to the show, and most likely in their heads are asking themselves, what is this mofo? What is this mentho mofo stand for? Can you explain to the fans what the mentho mofo stands for?
The mentho mofo is the last bastion of old-school wrestling. He's the man who comes from the lineage of the king, the superstar, the universal heartthrob, the diamond ring and Cadillac man, the fabulous woman. He is the epitome of Memphis wrestling, the one true form of professional wrestling. We're not talking about sports entertainment. Oh, no. The mofo is not a sports entertainer. When he was a little mofo, he wasn't telling everybody he was going to grow up to be a sports entertainer. No, he was going to be a wrestler. He was going to punch people in the face. He was going to kick their teeth down their throats. He was going to twist their limbs until they snapped. That's not sports entertainment. That's wrestling. And that's what the mofo is all about. Memphis wrestling.
And get that right, folks. It's not wrestling. It's wrestling. And on
top of that, R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
Exactly. Now, also, mofo, can you please? We had a conversation about this not too long ago online, as a matter of fact, when we were trying to set up this interview. Can you please enlighten the fans also where this whole mofo nickname started from?
Well, going way back, before the mofo was even trained to be a professional wrestler, the mofo, he was coming up in Memphis, by God, Tennessee. And he wasn't quite of age to become a professional wrestler yet, but he was watching, he was paying close attention. And there was a man by the name of Steve Bradley. And Steve Bradley was a member of the Power Pro Wrestling roster. He was a member of the Memphis Championship Wrestling roster. He was a member of the Ohio Valley Wrestling roster. He went over to Puerto Rico and wrestled for IWA and WWC. He was probably the top star in all of developmental. He was the guy that Kurt Angle credits with teaching him to be a professional wrestler. That gives you an idea of the type of quality performer wrestler that Steve Bradley was. Now, Steve Bradley never got his chance on the top stage, never got his chance in WWE, never got his chance in TNA. But when the mofo was coming up and he was admiring guys, he looked at guys who were in developmental and he said, that's somebody that the mofo aspires to be. And he saw Steve Bradley as that guy, as the guy to try to be like. And the mofo was lucky enough to meet Steve Bradley in a gym in Memphis, Tennessee. And just to the kindness of this man's heart, he came up to the young, skinny mofo, and he took interest. He could tell that, you know, the mofo wanted to talk to Steve Bradley, but was, you know, too intimidated, quite honestly. And Steve struck up a struck up a friendship with me at the gym. He was kind enough, you know, he would just talk to me, and eventually one day he said, I know you want to be a wrestler, why don't you just ask me about it? I had never mentioned it to him, you know, I had never said I wanted to be a wrestler, but he said, I know you want to be a wrestler, just ask me about it. And he encouraged me, and he said, you know what, if I can do it, you can do it. Just get your butt together and do it. And he was the one who pushed me over the line, he was the one who pushed me to finally become a pro wrestler, and I owe that to him. I owe the last 10 years of my life doing what I love more than anything else in the world to Steve Bradley. And Steve Bradley called himself the baddest mofo on the show. That was his nickname. And sadly, a few years ago, Steve Bradley passed away. And when Steve Bradley passed away, it sort of killed one of my dreams in the professional wrestling business, because something I always wanted to do was work a show with Steve Bradley. I wanted to be on a card with Steve Bradley, I wanted to shake his hand, and I wanted to say, thank you. Thank you for helping me achieve my dream, because if you hadn't been there, if you hadn't been the one to say, you know what, you can do this, I probably would have never done it. And when Steve Bradley passed away, I knew at that moment that that dream was gone. And there was only one thing I could do. There was only one thing that I could do to make it up to this guy to help me achieve my dream, and that was to carry his name on. So from that moment on, I said to myself, you know what? You're still a Memphis guy. You're the last bastion of Memphis wrestling. Take this name. Do everything you can with it. Work your ass off. Be the best that you can be in tribute to Steve Bradley. So that's where the mofo game came from. That's where calling myself the mofo came from. That's where the whole gimmick came from. And it was from that moment on that I really committed myself fully to being the mofo, to being the guy that I was meant to be the whole time. And I owe all of that to Steve Bradley. So if anybody doesn't know Steve Bradley, unfortunately, there's not a lot of him on YouTube that you can look up, but get your butt on eBay and try to buy yourself some OVW DVDs, some Heartland DVDs, some Power Pro DVDs. Ask guys who know about Steve Bradley, and if Kurt Angle is saying he's the guy that taught him how to be a pro wrestler, you know the guy was good.
That's a big, huge deal, man. And now, you're competing over there in NWA. Tell us about the competition that you face.
Well, you know, the Mofo, he travels all across the world. You know, his home promotion is NWA Fusion, based out of Virginia, where he faces top stars like Mr. Mid-Atlantic Damian Wayne, the Pain Train Preston Quinn, the Geordie Bulldog Sean Denny, Soft-Spoken Psychopath Pat Cusick, Diamond Victor Griff, Brandon Day, Aiden Chambers, Big Game Smith James, Spartan and Nero, A1, you know, the best talent in the Mid-Atlantic, all and up and down the Eastern Seaboard, all come during the NWA Fusion. They all want to be a part of NWA Fusion Meltdown Internet Television Show. They all want to come there because they know it's the best competition. They know we have the best talent in the area. We have the best talent up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Everybody wants to come there and compete. They want to fight with the best. They want to be a part of the best. But, you know, the Mofo, he goes all across the country. He heads out pretty regularly to Las Vegas and Phoenix to work for Future Stars of Wrestling. They've got TV on Go Fight Live. They've got High Voltage. And I can't remember the name of the other show. If you go to Go Fight Live, you'll see their television programs. You know, he competes with guys like Franco D'Angelo and Kenny King and Johnny the Bull, Tyson Tyler, you know, some of the best talent on the West Coast. And the Mofo comes after them. Guys like Reno Scum, who are probably the best tag team that nobody's heard of, not named A1. They're two incredible talents based out of Reno, Nevada. Franco D'Angelo is another one of the guys that one of the best talents on the independent scene. Unfortunately, he just suffered a car accident. He's going to be on the shelf for a while. So if regulars are listening, brother, love you. Those are guys like that. And the Mofo's heading down to North Carolina in a couple weeks to compete for UWC and a couple of other promotions in North Carolina. He goes up to West Virginia to compete for Primal Conflict Wrestling in Charlestown. Goes to New Jersey and New York. You know, wherever there's wrestling and they're looking for the Mofo is going to be there.
Wow, absolutely great story there, Mofo. And now, where can people follow you and let us know about, I know you opened up the interview up there about your next coming match. Let the people know where they can see you and where they can follow you and keep up to date with you.
Well, the best place to follow the Mofo is at his Twitter handle, @MemphoMofo, on Facebook, facebook.com/MarkRivera, or facebook.com/MemphoMofo. You got to become a fan of the Mofo on Mofo's fan page. He's got something like 3,500 fans. Not bad, not bad for a guy who's not backed by one of the major companies. You can also go to www.memphomofo.com for information on the Mofo. You can go to NWAFusion.com to check out the MoFo's home promotion. You can go to Vimeo.com/MemphoMoFo to check out the MoFo in action in various matches and promos and on NWA Fusion Meltdown, Fusion's television program. And if you're in anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic on April 21st, you're going to want to be at Shanghai Showdown at King and Queen Elementary School, 6:30 p.m. It's a huge card. Feuds that have been building up for literally 3 years are going to culminate at Shanghai Showdown. You got the title on the line. You got a last man standing match. You got a loser wears a diaper match. You got the mysterious Hurt finally being revealed. This crazy masked man who's been showing up for 6 months finally going to show the world who he really is. You know, it's the biggest event of the year, bar none, in the state of Virginia. No event in history has had more matches of the year. No more event in history of Virginia has had more memorable moments than Shanghai Showdown. And the MoFo personally guarantees that Shanghai Showdown 6 is going to be no different. He's going to keep his Continental title when he lays out that no good dirty dog, the Geordie Bulldog, Sean Denny. And he can guarantee that his manager, Marcus King Kong Dowling, is not going to get put in a diaper. And that's going to end up on Ryan Zane. And the soft-spoken psychopath, Pat Cusick, is going to be wearing a dress.
Well, you know what I say? Before we get on to our next subject here, MoFo, basically, I smell promo battle four here. You say you've feuded with this man for 3 years now. How about we have Mempho MoFo versus Sean Denny here on The Roman Show in the future?
Well, we can do that. We can certainly do that. We can hook that up. We can get Sean Denny on the air with the MoFo. We'll go back and forth. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
I like that. I like that, Cage. Good. I'd love to see that.
All right.
Now, MoFo's got to warn you. That Geordie Bulldog, he's one of those limeys. And they have foul mouths. So if you guys don't allow cursing, you might want to have the censor button ready if you bring Sean Denny on the air.
Well, MoFo, can
you know how the Brits are.
And MoFo, can you do us a grand favor? Can you give us a quick shout-out here on the show? Just saying, hey, this is Mempho MoFo, and you're listening to The Roman Show. Can you give us a quick shout-out, please?
We can absolutely do it. Let me ask you one question first. Has Paradise been on yet?
No, he's on next right now. As a matter of fact, he's...
He's on next. Will you be sure to tell Paradise that the MoFo says hello? Because the MoFo is a big fan of Paradise. That's one badass MoFo, if the MoFo can say so. And let the MoFo say this, you are listening to The Roman Show with the MemPho MoFo.
And that
awesome.
Is
love the energy, MoFo. You totally rock. Thanks so much for coming on the program, man.
You're welcome, fellas. The pleasure's been all yours. You have yourself a great night and have some fun with Paradise. One night in Paradise, even.
Thank you, MoFo. Good luck over there. We'll be in contact with you. Thank you so very much. All right, Cage. Wow, great interview. Love the energy, man. MoFo, an amazing guy, telling us a story as far as who was the one who motivated him to be the MoFo and to get into wrestling. Not wrestling, wrestling. And, Cage, you're hot right now. People are against you on Twitter, on the chat room. Not a lot of people supporting you on this promo battle, but I think
I could care less
fan support.
I could care less if these fans are with me or against me. The whole point is that they are not the ones actually paying me, okay? They are listening to the show because of me, not because they're listening to you or listening to whatever special thing we're having on the show. It's because of me.
Well, we're going to get a hold of right now Paradise, the most flamboyant professional wrestler out there. Plus, he is the talent producer at the Ohio Valley Wrestling, who now has become a developmental
for
TNA. Paradise, how are you, sir? Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me.
The most
I'm doing fine.
The most beautiful professional wrestler in town, as it's known from you.
Well, in the known universe, actually, town's a little too small for me. So I graduated up to the universe about 2 years ago. I got a runner-up about 5 years ago in the Universal Most Beautiful Wrestler contest, and now I'm the most beautiful wrestler in the universe. So I'm proud to show that and proud to talk about that.
So, Paradise, let's explain something here to the fans that don't know too much about the Paradise character. You come from OVW. You've actually had very original matches, should I say, in your career, including a dress on a pole match. First, let's touch this subject. Can you explain to the fans what Paradise is all about?
Well, Paradise is a little flamboyant. I'm a little colorful. I'm a little different than other wrestlers, you might say. I take care of myself. I make sure my nails are clean. My nails are done. My hair is fantastic, and I do my own makeup. So that's what Paradise is all about.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to see a guy with makeup, that's when you have to watch Paradise in OVW. Now, Paradise. OVW.
Add me at @ParadiseXOXO. @ParadiseXOXO.
And Paradise, OVW was known as the WWE's former training ground. Now, OVW has struck a nice partnership with now both TNA and Ring of Honor. Can you please explain to us the transition from the whole WWE times to the TNA/Ring of Honor times?
Well, we switched from WWE about 2 years ago. And we had a great working relationship with them. We put over 100 superstars who are currently now on TV and were on television, put guys in contracts. Now we're working with TNA. We're the official developmental for TNA. And we have a very close working relationship with Ring of Honor. As you might know, we send guys to Ring of Honor all the time, and especially Jim Cornette, who is the executive producer over at ROH, and he co-created OVW with Jim Ross and Danny Davis. So we have a great relationship with him, too. So we're in a very good position, proud to be part of it, but they're proud to have OVW because our track record speaks for ourselves. We create talent.
And that is true, because let me tell you, a lot of great names, like you have mentioned, has come from OVW, like the Batistas, the John Cenas. A lot of people came from there, and, you know, I won't be surprised soon to see a lot of new faces in TNA, and on top of that, Ring of Honor, which they're already starting to do that, as a matter of fact. But Paradise, is that one of your goals as well, obviously, to make it to the TNAs and to the Ring of Honors eventually?
Oh, absolutely, especially working so close with them. You know, the goal is always to be at the big show, but that's why I work. That's why we work so hard down here, not only me personally, not only as a wrestler, but also producing the show, things like that. So kind of become a jack of all trades. So I can produce the show while I'm doing my nails and all kinds of fancy things like that.
Well, you're not producing and doing your nails while you're sitting on your little pony, are you?
Yeah, on my little pony and getting ready for my match, so.
Talking about multitask, but let's see. And also, Paradise, explain to the fans, you've actually been in very original matches. You know, people have seen different type of, should I say, on the pole matches, but you actually participated in the first ever dress on a pole match. Can you please explain to us your experience in that time?
Well, there's a guy named Brandon Espinoza who's a very talented, very good guy. However, I think he's got his head on kind of crooked. And he decided that apparently Paradise didn't belong in the sport. He decided that Paradise was too girly, that it was a man's sport, and I didn't belong in the same ring as him or the same company or the same sport. So he kind of brought on this personal war. But I really think he's kind of projecting his hate because he's afraid of something within himself. And that's my... that's my assumption, but eventually he started taking his opponents and coloring them with makeup and putting his dress on them. And during one of the segments, I have a show on OVW, a talk show called A Moment in Paradise. So he decided that he was going to make his own Brandon Espinoza's straight talk. Jeez, and I thought that his talk was anything but straight. But as far as that goes, he decided to jump me from behind and try to put a dress on me. Now, I'm not sure that I hated the dress, but it was the very fact that he decided, had the audacity to sneak up behind me and try to put a dress on me. So I figured, why don't we take this dress and put it where I know he wants it, on a pole.
Well, that was a very original match, should I say. Now, Mr. Roman, do you have any questions for Mr. Paradise?
Well, just excited that you guys have linked out there with TNA and ROH. Now, what's the feeling out there in the locker room when you guys are going to go ahead and perform, knowing that you could have a TNA scout or an ROH scout seeing you guys live?
Well, we have TNA and ROH scouts always watching because they always watch the program. And, you know, I've been here since a lot of the guys, too. Guys like Jamin Olivencia, people like that have been around, traveled internationally, worked all over the place, and worked with those companies. So as far as I'm concerned, we're overprepared. I'm just trying to win.
Where can people find you as far as to follow up with you with your upcoming matches and so forth?
Well, I got a couple different places. Facebook.com/paradise is spelled P-A-R-E-D-Y-S-E, spelled differently. And you can also follow me on my Twitter at ParadiseXOXO and my website, paradise.com.
Wow, awesome, Miguel. Paradise, thank you so very much, man, for coming on the program. Me and the Roman Show, the most beautiful professional wrestler
in the world. Twitter me. Follow me.
I think we're going to have to go with the universe, as you stated in the beginning.
The universe. And follow at OV Wrestling, at OV Wrestling on Twitter, too. We got lots of big things coming up, and it's a very exciting time to be in the business, especially exciting time to be around TNA and OVW. So.
Absolutely. Paradise, thanks so much, man, for coming in the program, and we will be in contact, sir.
Hugs and kisses!
That's going to you, Mr. Roman.
Oh, that's going to both of you. Come on. I know you guys swing both ways. You used to play baseball, right?
Well, yes.
Boom, home run.
That righty. Thanks so much, man, for being. Although Cage might. I know Cage might.
Hey, Paradise, you're still there, right, bud?
He left already.
What
a great man.
I'm kind of feeling very awkward is the word.
Can you just rectify exactly what he said? I know he shouted, but what exactly did he shout?
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses, everyone?
Well, he just said hugs and kisses, and I said, hey, that's all you, and he said that was to me, too, and yeah.
It's okay.
Anyway.
It's okay, Kate. It's okay. Listen, it's okay if you're showing your true colors.
Listen, you, I am not, listen, you, don't even go there, for the guy who hasn't touched a woman in 3 years like you, I touch a woman every single day, compared to these fans that are in the chat room, the most they touch is virtual women on a computer, okay, that's the most they touch.
Listen, the most action you have had has been with a princess. Layla, what is that, Princess Dayla? What is that thing that Star Wars is? I don't even know the freaking thing, the name of the princess. That's as much action as you've had in the past century. I don't know what you're talking about, Cage.
Hey, actually, she's pretty hot. But anyway, let's get on to our next guest before I get into the stupid argument with you.
For goodness sakes, the other day you were having a conversation on how hot one of those Archer cartoons is.
That was your other co-host, as a matter of fact, Mr. Garcia. He was the one talking about that Archer character, not me.
No, you know exactly what I was talking about. You were actually having a conversation as who is hotter, Jessica Rabbit or Pocahontas. So you, my friend, have some problems.
Pardon? Anyway.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put a big shout out before we go on with the next hole, with the next guest.
This is Jesse Neal, guys, and you better keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, I'm Badass Billy Gunn.
And we're the Headbangers, Thrasher and
Mosh. And you're listening to The Roman Show, and keep listening.
And that is so loud, but if you don't, we still got two words for you.
Oh, suck it.
Or you suck.
And the people are buzzing right now. Hashtag Cage True Color is coming out. Hashtag Cage True Color is coming out right now on
really?
Twitter, and also it's no longer hashtag Team Cage, it's hashtag Team Corndog. Remember,
excuse
guys, we will be at the county at the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair this Friday night at during the FCW event. And again, make sure that when you see Steve Cage, buy one of those corn dogs and just aim it straight at him. Doesn't matter where you get, you know, where you aim. Just boom. Throw it like a dart. Make sure you aim right.
You know how that saying goes.
Make sure.
Are you serious? Are you really getting into the subject? You know what? I don't even have to put time with you because I gotta prepare my voice for this Randall Villafan or whatever, however you say his stupid name. To personally, I think his parents changed his name at birth because in reality he's really a girl. So you know, let's just get to the next guest.
You're just choking. By the way, again, Twitter at RomanDH or on Facebook, facebook.com/RodolphoRoman, or look up for the website, the official fan page actually. But head on over, guys, to Twitter. We want to interact. Hashtag Team Cage or hashtag Team Randall or hashtag Corn Dog. Because, you know, I'm telling you, you're going to get some corn dogs thrown at you. And if you don't like corn dogs, it's okay.
Are you done talking?
We'll throw a corn and a cob at you.
Are you done talking?
Are
you done talking? Are you done talking?
I am almost done. Let me complete my damn sentence, would you? You know what I've noticed, people? You put this guy a heavy hitter, and he chokes. So I'm hoping, yeah, you heard what I said. So I am hoping that when this pro battle comes along, you don't choke and you have that the notes on your wrist. Let's get a hold of our next guest here on the Roman Show. Big Bully Music, or Nick Music.
You're not original
WWE
at all.
Veteran. Oh, shut up. Go Rock.
Please. Go Cena.
I can't believe this guy's a punk.
Hello.
Hello, Mr.
Hello.
Nick. Hello, Mr. Nick. How are you? Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
Oh, Roman, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the program. I'm here joined with my sidekick, Stephen Cage. It's an honor to have you here, sir. A WWE veteran himself, who has had several matches, big guys, including from...
Are you telling me we're live already? You didn't give me heads up.
Yes, sir,
You didn't let me walk the aisle. You're telling me we're live. I answered the phone. Come on.
You can blame my co-host here for the unprofessionalism.
What is the deal here, God? You got me walking into a main event. You don't even smarten me up a little bit. Gee, with Christmas.
Well, here's the thing. Nick, basically, I promised you I wasn't going to bully you, but because I'm a heel on the show, I'm going to bully you.
Hey, George, how about packing him a lunch? Because it's going to take him a long time to learn how to be a bully.
Oh. Well, you would know that, huh, Mr. Nick?
What's happening, guys? Give me the scoop over here.
Well, I mean, you've had a long list of some of the guys that you have wrestled, but now I understand my producer was telling me that you're smoking a vitamin cigar. Can you explain that to us? Because it kind of seems like an oxymoron.
Listen, Big Bully Busick has smoked vitamin-fortified cigars way before it was fashionable to smoke cigars. No, it's just that's one of the lines I used to use. In fact, there's a YouTube clip of an interview I did with Joe Pedicino on ESPN where they tried to stop me from smoking the cigars, and I used that line, a vitamin fortified cigar. And I don't know where I must have pulled that one out of my hat.
Oh, God, I remember that hat. It was just as good-looking as Harvey Whippleman, should I say.
Well, hey, easy on the Bullies Derby. Jeez, Merry Christmas. That Derby made the Bully rise to some quick fame in the famous WWF.
Oh, God, those were the times.
Now, do you keep up with the current WWE, and what are your thoughts of it if you do?
Well, I can't say that I watch it as much as I used to because of all the activity I'm in, but I do watch it, and my opinion is you know, the guys from my era paved the way, and the guys before me, those guys paved the way. And now these guys, I think they, the young guys, I think they work very, very hard at the business. The business has evolved, and I'm not one of them old timers that say, ah, we used to do it better, you know, because I think these kids today work so hard and so fantastically that, you know, they're paving the way for the generation after them.
Man, this is great. You know, and right now as we speak, I'm actually looking at a clip right here of you, Big Bully, with Harvey Whipperman, and you grabbed a, some balloons from the kids. And the kids, well, they're not too happy about it, as you you stole their balloons, the big bit of music
that
you were.
Yeah, that little spot, you know, this just goes to show you, in my opinion anyway, how talented the marketing people with the WWF is. Or now WWE, you know, that little spot there got more what we call good heat, not cheap heat, good heat. And then we did another spot with popcorn pretty much the same way. And just, you know, there wasn't a whole bunch of words that needed to be said. It was just that little bit of action, and that got instant heat for the Bully.
That's just great stuff. And tell me about the current heels right now. Anyone remind you of you currently?
Well, no, I can't say that because, I mean, in today's market, who's a heel and who's a babyface? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? It's your show. Come on, guys. Don't sit there and be blank. We've got a show to do here.
You're right. I mean, back then, they didn't have most of the neutral guys like they have now that you hate and like. So there isn't quite one guy at times that you just love to hate, you know, that you just always constantly, like you were in your gimmick, you know, you were a bully. You're definitely right about that,
yeah.
But there has to be just one guy, like Jinder Mahal, for example. That guy gets boos. You know, he's the type of guy that, and I know Cage over here doesn't really like him, but he's the type of guy that he would just boo the heck out of.
Yeah,
but,
well, I mean, let's look at R-Truth. You know, R-Truth, I thought, was one of the greatest heels going in the world, and then
yeah.
I tuned back in one show. Next thing I know, he's a babyface.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's because what I understand is because the whole heel thing wasn't going, like in our eyes, Nick, I see where you're coming from. In our eyes, that heel gimmick was going perfect. But then when WWE saw it, I guess it wasn't really going over as well as they thought. And on top of that, I think he actually fell victim of that new policy that they have, that wellness policy. So, yeah, it kind of got ruined all because of those two factors. I could be wrong, though. I'm not sure.
No, I got you. And again, the business has evolved, guys. I mean, would be foolish to say it hasn't evolved. And if anybody thinks that they're smarter than the now WWE, well, look, the WWE is doing something right because look at the ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as a matter of fact, I remember some of the top heel characters from back then were like Sergeant Slaughter, for example. As a matter of fact, I still remember watching some biography DVDs saying how Sergeant Slaughter, his family was being threatened when he was doing the whole Iraqi gimmick.
Yeah.
So, Nick, were you around during that time period by any chance?
Well, I was, as a matter of fact. Let's see, I'm trying to think, was Slaughter was before or after Mustafa?
It was after, as a matter of fact. After Mustafa, yeah, no, it was before Mustafa, as a matter of fact.
Okay, yeah, no, I was not in yet. I went in late, I think it was late 88 or early 89 when I actually signed with them.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, well, mind you, you've actually had great matches with some legendary names, including Jimmy Snuka being one of them, where, as a matter of fact, he's having a current issue right now, a personal issue, and we want to send out our shout-outs to Jimmy Snuka. Hopefully he gets better. But personally,
what's
tell us about
Jimmy.
Right now, Jimmy is actually not feeling well. He actually, something financially, he has to see doctors, and on top of that, he doesn't have the money to make it. So he's right now having a fundraiser. There's a couple fundraisers happening for him, like some indie wrestling shows that all the proceeds are going to go to the Jimmy Snuka Foundation.
Jimmy's one of the finest people that I know in the business.
And as a matter of fact, he has breeded some of the greatest athletes ever to grace the business as well, like Tamina Snuka, his daughter. And on top of that, Deuce and Domino. You would never forget these guys. But our thoughts and prayers go out to Jimmy. But here's the thing, Nick. Like, tell us your experience with these legendary names, with like the Jimmy Snukas. How would that stand out in your career?
Well, needless to say, it goes right on top. But you know, before going to the WWE, I mean, you got to go back to all the way when I first started. You know, and then it was the then WWWF. And let's face it, guys, I was a huge fan, and you know, walking into the locker room and having the Bruno Sammartinos, the Kenny Pateras, the Putskis, and then from there, you know, I wound up down south, and Jerry Blackwell gave me my first push, and you know, I started working with the Dick Slaters and the Bruiser Brodies and the Abdullah the Butchers. So when it comes to being in professional wrestling, I'm so fortunate that I've had the opportunity to get in the ring with some of the greatest that ever donned the squared circle.
Nice. And now, Big Bully, you actually now are one of the owner of the Big Bully Bar, the nutritional bars that you've actually created. You've actually created three of them, three different flavors, as a matter of fact. And on top of that, you're also helping a big USC veteran, Brendan Hinkle, handle an MMA event come May 5th, if I'm correct. Can you please explain both right quick?
Sure, I can. You know, my family is very active in high school and college wrestling, and I do a lot of the TV shows around here locally in the Pittsburgh area for that. And I'm also a high school wrestling referee. So being very active in the powerlifting and fitness world, I started researching amino acids. And the short of it is I created these protein bars, but I put clinical doses of certain amino acids to create almost an anabolic effect, if you would. Example, our pre-workout bars have 20 grams of protein and only 3 grams of sugar, but I put 5 grams of arginine in each bar, which helps prolong the nitric oxide effect. And in the post-workout bars, it's 33 grams of protein, and I put 5 grams of glutamine. And for the folks that are in the fitness and MMA world, they understand that glutamine helps for recovery. But you've got to have the right dosages. And so we just decided to take one step further and start promoting MMA shows because it ties right into the wrestling, high school wrestling. And Hinkle is a very good friend of mine, and Mark Coleman and Big Wes, the Project Sims. And so, you know, we decided to go ahead and rather than pay for sponsorship for the protein bars or the bully bars, as we call them, we figured we'd just start running some shows. And then that way we could have our own venue here locally and go from there, and then we would get the sponsorships that way, where we'd get the bully bars out and over, as we would say in the sports entertainment industry.
That's the stuff. Well, tell me about the MMA world. I mean, so you're helping, because see, back then, you know, I used to wrestle in high school. Back then, people would wrestle because it would be the next somewhat of a step to get into pro wrestling, which was hot back then. I'm talking about late 90s. And now,
right,
it's MMA. Now wrestlers are looking into getting into mixed martial arts. They're no longer thinking about the pro wrestling world. So basically what you are trying to do is give these guys a platform, give these newcomers an opportunity to fight for your league, for your company, for your promotion?
Well, what you have in the MMA world, or at least what I'm experiencing so far, is you have, similar to what sports entertainment was back when I first started, you have territories. And that's what the way the thing seems to be structured. The MMA world seems to be structured here in the States, where there are different territories, and you go in and this guy has this territory and they exchange talent. But unlike sports entertainment, it's a shoot. It's not a work.
Wow, that's it. And tell me some of the when is the event coming up? Where can people buy tickets for this upcoming MMA event?
Well, you can get them online at BigBullyMMA.com or Big Bully Nutrition. Com, and we're going to be in the Youngstown area at the Eastwood Expo Mall, and so we're going to have a pro-am show, and we're looking forward to that.
And any title matches on the line, some of the fighters that are going to be competing, any UFC vets or Bellator vets or Strikeforce vets?
Well, we're actually, we haven't got the card yet together, so I'd be premature in announcing any names, but you can look for some UFC veterans and people that have been well-versed in the MMA world, yes.
Any pro wrestlers? Because I know Kurt Angle's from around the neck of the woods.
Yeah, Kurt's right here in our tri-state area, but no, I don't look for Kurt to climb into the cage. In fact, Kurt's actually getting ready to make another attack at the Olympics wrestling.
Yeah, that's great. And these nutrition bars, they could also find them at GNC. Some of the places you can find.
Yeah, we're located in 1,500 GNCs nationwide. Internationally, we're with Flush Fitness. You can look that up if you've got any listeners over the oceans through the internet. You can hook up with Flush Fitness, or you can order them right online, guys.
Well, that's great. And let me tell you, I'm big into nutrition, so I eat all the proteins, and I eat the Elite and Dynamic and all of that stuff, and the glutamine. And you're definitely right with glutamine. It's very important because it's a post-workout. It does their muscle recovery, and you need that stuff.
Well, yeah, and then you see, what we're finding is the people that do train and do have some knowledge of nutrition, when they look at these protein bars and realize that, A, they taste as good as any candy bar, but yet they're healthy for you, and no other protein bar offers 5 grams of a specific amino acid, so you're getting a great bang for your buck. So anybody that trains would be well satisfied with the purchase of one of the Bully bars,
especially with amino acids. You know, I remember back then they didn't taste so they weren't too tasty, but nowadays for the protein bars, which you could just basically buy off regular shelves and in GNC, they taste so much better. But amino acids are so important for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's just no question about it. With the way they have gotten to the way they make protein bars today, I think anybody would be foolish to eat a regular candy bar, because today's protein bars, well, I'm going to say at least 70% of them taste like a candy bar. Why in the world would you want to eat something that's bad for you when you can pick up something that tastes like a candy bar? And even if you don't buy the Bully bars, which I highly recommend you do, but even if you buy one of the other ones, why would you not eat something that's good for you? So, you know, I don't care who's listening to this, you know, be an educated consumer and know what you're buying, instead of buying a candy bar and putting 20 pounds of sugar in your system and wonder why you're going to be a diabetic when you're 30 years old.
Thank you.
I hope my co-host over here, Cage, is listening to you, Big Bully, because he needs to do something about his nutrition.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Listen, we're here taking Mr. Busick's job away from him. He's supposed to be the big bully, not you nor me. What's going?
you can bet your money that I'll be tasting some of those big bully bars, and I'll be using them for my workout. Absolutely, Hagrid. If you're going to send some over, we'll give away to some of our listeners as well. As a little demonstration, if you will.
I got you.
go ahead, Cage.
No, I was going to say, if Mr. Busick can just do us a small little grand favor here. Mr. Busick, knowing how you're a WWE veteran, we would love to see if you could give us a small little plug, you know, just saying that this is Big Bully Busick and you're listening to The Roman Show.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Folks, you are listening to The Roman Show, and Big Bully Busick says, you better tune in, because I'm no doctor, but I'm losing my patience.
That was amazing.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. A WWE vet here on the program, The Roman Show. Good luck on your program and your MMA show, and on, again, the Big Bully bars. You got to get them. You can go ahead and visit BigBullyNutrition.com or just visit your local GNC and purchase these great sports nutrition products.
And I want to thank all you folks for having me on your show, all your listeners, and I want to thank them for being wrestling fans. There's no fan in the world like a wrestling fan.
Yeah, there sure isn't. There sure isn't.
There sure isn't, and Big Bully, we would love to have you on the show in the future for we could bully around some more.
Hey, one more
All
thing.
Right, guys, give me
MMA
a call
show?
Back at any time. It's
sure.
May 5th. Yeah,
May 5th.
It's May 5th for all the folks that want to follow it on BigBullyMMA.com.
BigBullyMMA.com. Thank you so very much, Mr. Nick.
All right, guys, take care now.
All righty. Bye-bye. Good night. Thank you so much. All right, Cage. Well, there you have it. Big Bully on the Roman show here, a WWE veteran. Now, Cage, we're going to go a quick commercial because it's the moment that we've been waiting for. So let's go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back with more on the Roman show as we have had a
Me.
Keep listening to the Roman show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com.
Hello.
Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Yep.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Yo, high five. Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you monkey? You're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, jeez.
It's time for promo battle
number three.
And right now, on the line, before we get ready for this quick promo battle, and then we have Homicide here in the program. Ladies and gentlemen, hashtag Team Cage, hashtag Team Randall. Who are you voting for? And as special enforcer, we have none other than our very own Mr. Johnny Knockout. How are you, Johnny?
I am booyah worthy today. It's a booyah.
Johnny, you're going to serve. You're going to serve as our special enforcer. And this is how it's going to be going to work until you take over. Randall is also on the line. Randall, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm already tired of hearing all the choking he's been doing through the whole show, and I just want to shut him up already.
Oh, this is coming from a little girl like you.
Hey, save it for the promo battle, guys.
Let Roman talk, okay? There'll be plenty of time for you to run your mouth. Just give it a second.
Thank you, Johnny. This is how it's going to work, guys, and this is going to be just like that old concert thing between Cena and The Rock, but this is going to be more face-to-face. Johnny's going to serve as a special enforcer. No one will talk over each other. John, you have that role of telling these guys when to shut up. You're going to have three pinfalls. Each pinfall will be 1 minute. If we have to have a sudden death, we'll go to a minute and a half, where basically will be no holds barred. You can talk about whatever the heck you want. Johnny, are you ready, sir?
Yes, Mr. Roman. I have been waiting for this for a week. I have three fantastic questions lined up. Let's get this going.
I'm so excited now. Johnny, we need to find out who's going to go first, and then you're going to take corner. So the people out there, who should go first, Cage or Randall? I want to make
me.
Sure you're right there on the hashtag shut him up. There's another on Twitter there. Again, guys, hashtag Team Randall, hashtag Team Cage. Who should go first? Just write it there right now, or we could just flip a coin to Johnny as far as who should go first, whether it be Cage or
me.
Randall. Well,
I mean, quite honestly, what do you think the fans are going to do? You think they're going to actually pick Cage? I mean, come on. I can flip a coin, and if Cage calls heads, I'm just going to call it tails anyway. I think we should just have Randall start.
Cage
had enough talking this whole show as it is. So,
Johnny, the people actually are saying to let the corn dog go first. So,
Captain Corn Dog.
Hey, what is this Captain Corn Dog?
This show is about the people, so I guess we're going to go with the people's choice.
There you go. Johnny, take over. You guys know when to start that clock. So head on over, and once you hit that horn, we're going to stop it. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, sir. I am going to read these questions off to you, gentlemen, one at a time. Do not, by any circumstance, answer until I am finished and I say ring the bell. And if you don't, and if you don't adhere to my rules and regulations, you will be disqualified. So, that being said, question number one. Captain Corndog will start this off. Why are you the best co-host for the Roman Show? Ring a bell.
Well, first off, that's not even a question. The people here are listening to me. If it wasn't for me, this show would be lack of entertainment, for lack of a better word, boring. Stephen Cage is the Roman Show. As a matter of fact, this show should be changed to the Cage Show. It's not because of Johnny. Johnny, I could care less about you. Who cares about your abs and your muscles? I could care less about you. Randall, he looks like a female dog, let's put it that way. And Roman,
Please. I put up with him every single day, and he's one boring SOB. So let me just say this. Stephen Cage is the best entertainment that the Roman Show has got.
I think you still have, like, 10 seconds.
Yes, he does.
That's it, you're done? You think you're going to have a show going when you can't even, like, maximize your time? Jesus
listen,
Christ.
Listen, Johnny. I don't need a whole minute. Listen, you don't be putting no damn horn while I'm talking.
Hey, those are the rules. You got to listen to the horn. When I said ring the bell, I didn't expect to hear the diesel horn. That's cool. That's all right. Whatever we got. Whatever we got, brother.
Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. I'm ready for Randall. I mean, hell, I'm not looking to wait. Let's have Randall.
You let me know when to ring the horn.
Yes, sir. This is not my first barbecue. No problem. Why are you, Randall, the best co-host for the Roman Show? Providing that you were actually the co-host, because right now we have Cage. But I tell you what, you impress me, there might be a spot opening for you. So, Randall, why are you the best co-host for the Roman Show? Ready? Ring the horn.
Well, see, the thing is, even when I was just the guest host, I brought more professionalism, more intelligence than this little Cage fellow here. All he brings is negligence in his work. All he brings is stupidity. I swear, it's like his theme song should be Joe's stutter song, because all he does is stutter like a damn choke artist every single time. I swear, he's like the C9 Rock promos. All he does is say the same words 10 different ways. He doesn't do anything correctly. I don't know how to express what I think of this guy and his co-hosting duties. It's really just one of the most horrible things that I hear. Thank God Roman is in charge of the show, because if it wasn't for Roman, this show would have just been done a long time ago.
All right, so we got about 15 seconds on the clock. What else besides your obvious reading of the dictionary can you bring as a co-host? Ooh, I made it bit you on the ass on that one, didn't it?
On to the next one,
okay.
Okay, Johnny, we just want to ask the people, who do you think won this pinfall? Just write it there. Randall or Team Cage? Team Cage or Team Randall? Go ahead.
Me.
Second question.
Okay. Question number dos. That is true, right? I don't speak Spanish. You guys are speaking.
Sure.
Just stick to your English.
Hey, you shut your mouth. You will have your second. Just don't screw it up this time, okay? Question number two. Captain Cornhole. Why do you think you are the most attractive and talented co-host? Bring the horn.
Why do I think I'm the most attractive and most talented co-host? Is that even another question? You really took a week to come up with these questions, Johnny? I thought you were more educated. Attractive? Please, Johnny. I could get more females than you any day of the week. Okay? Number two, most talented? I am the wrestling encyclopedia, okay? Just like Mr. Garcia from the MMA edition is the MMA encyclopedia, I am the pro wrestling encyclopedia. Mr. Roman doesn't even know jack about half of the guests that we have on this show. If it wasn't for me, Mr. Roman would not know anything. If it wasn't for me, this show wouldn't even have guests. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have a job here, Johnny. Let's put it that way. Now, for all the ladies who are listening, please, all I have to do is send a nice little kiss your way and watch him come. Because, Johnny, while you work out and you look yourself in the mirror every day and that's all you need to do to get the females, please, listen, I am not done.
Okay. There you go. Next, you're getting run over with the diesel truck, okay? First of all, the question was, why do you think you are the most attractive and talented co-host? Now, I threw in the word attractive because obviously when anybody thinks of Johnny Knockout and I came up with these questions, they think attraction, okay? That's number one, both physical and just, you know, yeah, proverbial. All right. But I'll tell you what, man, you know, you spent about 55 seconds talking about me, so that just goes to show you. This question was about you, buddy. You had a minute to really sell yourself, and I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'd love to hear what Randall has to say to that. Randall, you ready? Randall, why do you think you are the most attractive and talented co-host? Ring the horn.
Well, I'll start it off simply like this. Look, you can make fun of my long hair all you want, but some of the most attractive men in this world have the long locks, have the long hair, and I think Mr. JKO would agree with me on that. Now, continuing to Mr. Wanna Look Like a Unabomber in his freaking profile pic, well, go ahead and go buy the reasons that everybody tells you and shave that freaking beard on your face, because that nowhere near is attractive. I mean, and plus it's misleading. You're like the bearded woman because you have no sack to begin with. So regardless, continuing to why I feel like I'm more talented in this is because, again, I bring the professionalism. I bring correct census. And, yeah, you can do a little bit of research here and there, and you can come up with little surprising questions every now and then. But that's a trick that you bring out your own ass every now and then, and you get applauded for it sometimes. But
wow, I gotta say, if I was in charge of these questions, these answers here, and my opinion on it, man, I would have picked my answer already on who's winning here. But honestly, I think it all started with Fabio with the long hair thing. And although, I mean, you know, I really don't have a thing for guys, but I guess because I have long hair, yeah, I guess the most best-looking guys in the world would have the long hair. And Randall, I did not know you had long hair. I thought you had a crew cut. So,
I'm long-haired. Long-haired army all the way.
Fantastic, buddy. I'm sure your many girlfriends are very happy with that. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. And just to clear one thing up, Mr. Captain Cornholio over there, you corn dog-loving son of a bitch, I guarantee that more girls have a crush on me that I still have yet to even know about. Then you claim to get more girls than me on a daily basis. Yeah, and you know why? That's because I have self-discipline. I don't go trying to trash-talk people. So, I don't know. I think, personally, that round went to Randall. Am I allowed to give up my opinions on this one? I don't know. Is that not my job in the evening? That's okay, Ron?
Go ahead.
As long as it's okay with the boss, then.
Sure, we'll do it at the end of this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Final question on promo, Battle 3. Right here on the Roman Show. Question number 3. Cornhole-loving corn dog sucker. Why does your opponent suck? Now, this is a no-holds-barred question. You can say whatever you want. Parental discretion is advised right now. There's no censorship. Take it away, you gross full of corn dogs. Why does your opponent suck? Blast that horn.
Oh, so no holds barred here, huh? All right. Well, to actually mention something that Mr. Randall pointed out earlier about my beard, this beard is called puberty, Randall. It's not like that little chin of yours that you're growing a little pussy on your own chin. All right? So let's make that matter very clear. Number 2, ever wonder why you're married? Ever wonder if maybe your wife just feels bad for you? Is that why you're probably in that situation? Or maybe you're on the show, or maybe you're even in that El Octagono because you can't get a real job, okay? Listen, Mr. Randall, I am perfection. I have a job. I have a life. I have puberty. We listen to you here on the show, and you sound like a 12-year-old kid trying to eat at a lollipop. And mind you, let me just mention this, Randall. That little sex talk that you and little Johnny there was having, hey, all you have to do is fly your leg up, and I'm pretty sure Johnny was going to suck on his lollipop.
Shut the hell up, you stupid son of a bitch. Do you not hear the horn? It's blasting. I almost won back just hearing that one this time. Shut your mouth. Jesus Christ. That was some pretty good trash talking. I mean, I gotta admit. I mean, it takes one to know one. But aside from the part you said he's got a little kitty cat growing on his chin, I couldn't quite understand that. And I did not know that Randall had a wife. So excuse me. I guess just the women that are just fiending for his attention, not his many girlfriends, do not want to get that guy in trouble.
That's right.
Re- Rapid Fire Randall. I know he's going to have a great answer, very thorough answer for this last question. So promo battle number 3 on the Roman Show here. The final question for you, Rapid Fire Randall, is why does your opponent suck? Now, this is a no-holds-barred question. Feel free not to hold back. Blast that freaking horn.
All right, look, Cage, you live in this theory and this little imagination world thinking you're one of the greatest co-hosts and all that stuff, but let me tell you, you're just really kind of a balance to the show of a love and hate, and really, you live on the side of the seesaw in this balance where the fat kid that Michelle Obama can't get to lose weight is sitting on because that's how much you're disliked. You're always on the bottom of the barrel. You're always on the bottom of the ground. You're the one meaningless ingredient to the show that can get rid of very easily. And just to be clear about this whole situation, it's just I can't understand how somebody who chases kielbasas like they're bobbing for apples is somebody who can call themselves a freaking co-host. Now, I'm putting myself in this position, and simply it just goes like this. For all the Lorraines, for all the Mariannes, for everybody disrespected and offended, Cage, you can kiss my ass. And how is this for a hashtag? Randall wins. Bitch.
Oh, that was perfectly timed. Dear God. I feel like if I was gay, I would have the equivalent of a gay erection right now. That is great. Hey, well,
you know, Johnny,
Mr. Roman, I know who the winner is here, but of course this
Johnny.
Show is about the fans and the people, so take
Johnny,
the Twitter, guys, at Roman Diaz.
Johnny.
Let us know.
Johnny, can we have just one more round of this?
What? One more?
You're asking me? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I could definitely stand to hear another trash-talking round, sure.
Before we bring Homicide, I think the people want one more round of promo battle
right,
number 3.
This is the lightning round question. I'm cracking my knuckles for this one.
Go ahead.
Okay, question number 4. Question and final question number 4. Dear God, my wits just aren't with me tonight. Okay. Question number 4. Why would you feel like you're a proper co-host? And what do you feel, since you guys love trash-talking each other, what do you feel like you could bring to the table that is unique and that has never been done before, something that only you could bring to the table? You have a special talent? Let us freaking hear it right now. Cornhole, I can't say the other word because I'm not going to go that far.
Before you ring that horn, is this no holds barred as well?
You're about to lose because you're interrupting the enforcer right now. Before I give you a freaking double A spine buster, you better watch your mouth.
I want to see you try.
And you got 30 seconds. You got 30
seconds.
Can we put 30 seconds on? Yeah. I don't want to hear the other 30 seconds of mush from this batch.
30 seconds.
So I'm gonna help you out, Cage.
Let me know 30 seconds.
What is your talent, your unique talent that you could bring to the table since you feel like you could be the best and you feel like you should be running the show around here? How's that one?
But simple as this. I'm challenging. I have cojones, unlike you guys. You guys don't have any balls anymore. You guys don't have the balls to actually say what you want to say. I say what I want to say, whether people like it or they don't like it, okay? Like Randall, he just talked like a child when he was doing that no-holds-barred segment. You, Johnny, please. Johnny, you say you have a controversial opinion. What's so controversial about talking about Kane, okay? And Mr. Roman?
That was a time.
Mr. Roman, how did you ever stumble across this guy? Was he homeless just looking for help? I mean, shit.
I asked you
to tell me about a talent that you had unique, and you're nothing different than the schmucks that I got to deal with here in New York City. The people that I put in their place on a constant basis and kick their ass. Trash talking is not unique, pal.
Yes, sir. You know what, Johnny? I think that Kay should join those group of homeless men. They'll be wearing I support Wi-Fi and they get $20 a day. Have you seen that one? They're going to be paying homeless men $20 to carry around a router. So people will be using the homeless men to get free Wi-Fi. So I think that Cage should apply for that job.
It gives them some purpose. Why not?
Yep, why not?
Johnny should apply too.
I think you should apply a freaking muzzle to your face right now because you had your chance. And I think you
lost
out miserably. Okay, Randall, Villa Fane, am I saying that right?
That works.
Name wrong?
Perfect. That's fine.
Right. See, that's how it's done, Cage. Okay, lightning round question. This is for all the marbles in the marble bag. Randall, rapid fire. Give me an answer. You got 30 seconds. Why are you unique, and what is your talent that you bring to the table that sets you aside from everybody else? Honk the horn.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, the things don't change too much. I mean, what I bring to this, what I would bring is just straight-up charisma, character. I would bring the real business-like sound to this program, something that Cage does not do whatsoever. I mean, I get tired of him trying to use this big boy voice when it just sounds like he just has sand up his vagina. It's something that I can't understand. I can't comprehend it at all. And if you want to talk about cojones, Cage, well, let me tell you, you better go get your damn lawyer on the phone, get him on speed dial or whatever, because the dog will be breaking whatever insignificant bug
you
have.
Okay, let's be fair.
Why wasn't there more than one horn for him?
Hey, before I give you a virtual crack in the mirror, you shut your mouth. See, Randall was respectful enough to calm down. Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? Whenever Roman speaks, I shut up, right? Because this is his show. Maybe that's something you can learn.
But he went over his time.
Listen, you overstuffed burrito.
What?
Okay. All right. Well, that was entertaining.
Let's take some phone calls here from the people. I want to hear from them. Who do you think won the promo battle, Randall or Cage? Let's hear from you, fan. Hello? You're on the Roman
Hello.
Show.
Hello.
Yeah. Who do you have winning? Who do you have winning, Cage or Randall?
I just queued in to listen to it, so I don't got an opinion yet, man. I just jumped on the show. Excuse me for vote. My vote ain't going to count right now.
All right,
get the hell off the line, then. Put somebody on that's been listening. We don't want no bandwagon jumpers.
Who do we got, Cage or Randall? Who is your vote?
Stone Lady.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Lorena, how are you? Who do you vote for, Cage or Randall?
I definitely vote for Randall.
What?
He's on it.
Mr. Roman, let's be fair, though. And, hey, Lorraine, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Fantastic.
Lorraine, hopefully you're feeling a lot better,
Let's get with it, your opinion on why you chose your answer.
Why? Well, because
because you hate the corn dog lover over there.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that, because I can be impartial. Basically, I just thought that he was a little bit more professional when he was supposed to be, and that he did actually answer the last question instead of bad mouthing.
Thank you, Lorraine. Let's go to our next person here. Caller, you're on the Roman Show. Who do you think won, Randall or Cage?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, who do you think won, Randall or Cage?
Randall.
What?
All right, we got Randall.
What?
Well, we're going to have to go.
I know
the majority, Johnny.
I know the voice. That's the Don. Let's hear his opinion on why he chose Randall.
What?
But Cage is a maricón.
What?
Maricón. That's good enough for me.
That's good enough for me too, Johnny. I think we have a winner, and it is Randall.
No.
We're
all
charging him, man. We just.
No! I want a rematch! I want a rematch!
Anytime.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Randall. This is Johnny Knockout congratulating you on Promo Battle 3, the winner. And I know you guys can't see it because you're listening to the radio here on the web, but I am raising the winner's hand right now. So, Randall, congratulations. Here's your prize, a nice Blog Talk Radio Trophy. just for you.
What is this?
And for the fans that can't see it, it's a giant microphone with a mirror attached to it for his promo. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much.
There was a bet on the line, Randall, and as far as I recall, someone has to apologize, right?
Yes, sir.
No, I will not apologize.
This is what I like about Randall, because he won fair and square. There were rules attached to this, and he's got to apologize. Everybody's offended, and he's got to state why he has such a big problem with them. It's obviously
right,
from his jealousy.
I will not apologize.
And let's give the quorum to Stephen Cage and his apology.
Okay. You want me to apologize? Okay. That's fine. I'll apologize. Thanks for the music. All right.
Be sincere, by the way.
Be sincere, all right. Fans. Fans of the Roman Show in the United States, international. I just got one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. I want to say I'm sorry. I'm actually sorry that you guys are so stupid to actually believe I'm apologizing. I'm sorry that you guys are too freaking stupid. I am sorry that you guys are just typing your fat little fingers away behind a damn computer. I am sorry that Randall looks like a little pussy. I am sorry that Johnny Knockout can't get a woman unless she's...
Perfectly timed horn, by the way. I guess what he was going to say is I can't get a woman that is a cross-dresser and might be a man. Yes, I can't get those because I'm not attracted to them. You're freak on a leash.
I'm sorry, I'm just losing it right now, man.
Roman, I will not apologize ever.
Dude, there's got to be some kind of repercussions, man, for this guy. He gets on the show every week and he won't apologize.
I'd throw you through
a plate glass window from the 55th floor.
Wait a minute. I'm getting a fax here. Hold on.
There's got to be some kind of repercussions for this, Roman.
No.
Yep.
I am suing the producer. According to this,
according to
this fax I just received, I am banned from the show next week.
Well, there you have it. Okay, man. You know what? Now we're breaking some new grounds here. Good. You had the opportunity. You lost fair and square.
And due to the winning, hold on. And due to the winning of
his... There's more. This is good.
There's more. Okay, go
ahead. According to this fax... As I quote from producer George Alonso, he says, due to the winnings of Randall and because I did not follow the rules, he's offering Randall to choose the co-host of his liking for next week's show. So in other words, Randall gets to pick the co-host for next week's show. This is ridiculous.
Do we have an audio clapping? Because that is great. We need some kind of ovation.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
There we go.
I still say with it, you should go apologize.
Serves you right, you corn doll. You corn doll. What the hell did I call you? I don't know, man. You're getting me all freaking pissed off over here. It serves you right. And I'll tell you what, on your week off, instead of stuffing your face with corn dogs, you might want to pick up some bully bars. I hear they're really good in arginine and glutamine and protein, which is something your fat ass needs. So go run on the treadmill, lift some weights like Johnny Knockout does best, and pick yourself up a case of bully bars. By the way, that guy was awesome.
And follow it up with some yoga, some BDP yoga. Let's give it
a
shot.
So, Mr. Roman, am I understanding this correctly? Mr. Randall can choose anyone from his personal friends, all the way up to wrestlers that have been on the show, to be next week's co-host. This is what I'm understanding, correct?
That's right. And guess what? We're going to give you one chance. If you can apologize, we'll brush that aside. So here we go.
Come on, Cornhole. Have a heart.
This is your chance. Come on. The music is on.
Are you crying?
You know what? These fans don't deserve my apology. I'll take my absence next week. But when I return, it'll be hell. It'll be super hell. I'll take this week absence. But know this, my lawyer will be on top of this.
You should cut his mic right now. Let's start that week early. Not early. I can't believe you had an opportunity. You had a second chance. You had a second chance at life here on the Roman Show, and you completely blew it. And you want to be co-host for eternity? You want to run the show? Man, you don't even know how to set a standard for everybody else.
I just realized something. Randall could actually pick that fruitcake at Electrical to come back.
No.
Don't put him on public relations. That's all I got
to
say.
No.
Well, I mean, at least the Electrical would be an improvement.
That's true. I don't even know the guy, and I like him already because he's not cake. So that's a good start.
If you only knew who we're talking about.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so very much, Randall. Congratulations, Johnny. For bookings, where can people email and reach out to you?
Well, as always, booking, you can book me throughout the U.S., Canada, Saudi Arabia, Africa, wherever you are. If there's a wrestling ring, I am there. Just email at Jake. Wow. Okay, I'm going to kick your ass. JakeKnockout@hotmail.com to book Johnny Knockouts. You want enthusiasm? You want a badass in the ring that can get the job done? JKnockout@hotmail.com. I will get in touch with you. You can also visit me, Facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality. Follow me on Twitter, at JKO Reality. And as always, JKOTube, YouTube.com, the real JKO. Mr. Roman, thank you for making me your special enforcer of tonight's Pro Bowl Battle 3. Congratulations, Randall. We will not be missing you next week, Mr. Cage.
No, we won't.
Roman, I will see you on the other side. You have a great night, gentlemen.
You too.
Thank you so very much. Randall, thank you so very much, too, man, for participating. And next week, you have a choice of who our co-host will be. Any thoughts?
I got a long list to go through, so, yeah, I'm definitely going to decide very soon. I'll let you know, Roman.
All right, we'll do it, too. We're going to move on now with...
just get to the next guest, please. I'm...
And we're going to get a hold of Homicide.
Hello.
Hello, good night. How are you? This is Rodolfo Roman from the Roman Show. Welcome, Homicide, to the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. And yourself? You're alongside here with the Cage. Man, it's a pleasure to have you in the program. A person who has been very involved in the pro wrestling world with TNA and Ring of Honor. First and foremost, what have you been up to, Homicide?
Well, as right now, I'm just taking care of my personal issues, training. Yes, I do train. I'm doing a little bit of independent shows up in there, so not too big. Just take care of my family. Just a little bit of stuff.
And now, Homicide, you've had a long list of a feuds, including one with Samoa Joe, an amazing wrestler over there in TNA, a former champ, and you were also involved with LAX. With none other than Conan over there in TNA. Can you take us back as far as that LAX? Because it went on for quite some time, that season.
Oh, man, with the LAX, man, it was an incredible time, a timeline. I remember the first time I got the call from Conan, and he told me just come down to Orlando. I went to TNA to Orlando, and basically we just made a team of LAX. The original was myself and Apollo from Puerto Rico. But after that, we just changed a couple of guys, and we went to Hernandez. And, man, we had a great time since the beginning all the way to the end. But I tell you this, man, it's not over with the LAX movement.
And with that being said, what do you mean it's not over? Can you let us in on some details?
Well, I'm still breathing. I still got some gas in my tank. I've been talking to Conan. I've been talking to Sheila Martinez, Hernandez. Just like the NWO, You never know. Maybe the band is back together. So maybe one day you might see TV or your local hometown. So you might see LAX.
We can't have a homicide.
Well, basically, LAX was not the only stable that Homicide was part of. He was also very well known in Ring of Honor as part of the Rottweilers.
Right.
And that it consisted of himself, Ricky Reyes, let's see, Low Key, Julia Smokes. Would we ever see the Rottweilers band up together again one day?
Well, that's another group that is very unbelievable in the indie stable. Basically, you know, Rocky Romero's in New Japan Pro Wrestling with Debbie Richards. They are the IWGP tag titles, the juniors, and our Loki going this thing. Everybody's going their little singles kind of thing, but just like LAX, the Rock War is coming soon. And also, we got some new members. We cannot tell you. It's going to be a big surprise. I think everybody gives a hit. His last name is Kingston, and, you know, that's the hit right there, but... Just like LAX, Rock Wars might come back one day. And that's a one dangerous group, man. That's worse than LAX, in my personal opinion.
And let's bring back something that was very silent during that time. A lot of people did not know when they saw this Ring of Honor event at Final Battle, when you actually saw wrestlers from New Japan wrestle against Ring of Honor stars. You were one of them. When you fought Satoshi Kojima, a lot of people did not know this, but you actually suffered a very severe concussion during that match. But you actually got to finish the match entirely. So can you please explain to the fans of what was going through your mind, if there was anything going through your mind, because especially during the concussion, what was going through your mind during that time?
Well, first of all, when I got knocked out, I was saying to myself, why it got to be me? Of all people, why me today? Because that thing was very important for me. Man, I studied Kojima since youth. He's one of my big idols in Japan. So it was a very important match that day. And it was smooth. The match was incredible. He gave me a very, very suplex to the outside. I landed on concrete in my head. And, you know, I got knocked out a little bit, but... I'm not going to give up, man. I'm going to finish this match. You know, it was kind of slow, but I still finished. And me and Kojima had a bond, you know. We got great respect for each other. You know, I seen him a couple of months ago when he was with Jersey Old Pro. I told him, I'm thinking your moves. Meaning it's hilarious. And Coachy Cutter, not the Diamond Cutter. And he was laughing. He was like, please, dude. Because that day he feel bad, he knocked me out. But it's Kojima. Come on. Seriously. So, you can't complain. It's Kojima. So, it's all good.
So, and here's my last two questions, Homicide. My first question is, and I have to pay respects to this man because he passed away. This was actually one of your best matches, and I believe it happened at WrestleRave or when you fought the late, great Trent Acid. And as a matter of fact, you finished that match with a Koji Cutter, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, the late, great Trent Acid. You wrestled him in one of what is said to be a five-star classic, but now that he passed away, like, what are your feelings on Trent Acid?
Ah, man, he was an incredible man, an incredible talent. He's just a great human being, man. He's one of those guys that, you know, he always got his back. He make you laugh every time, you know. It's still a sad day, a sad year, whatever you want to call it. But it's still sad that he left us. As right now, as we speak, I'm in Philadelphia right now, and Philadelphia, this is his hometown. We consider him as the king of Philly. And it's still sad, but man, Trent, I missed him. You know, not only he was my enemy in wrestling business, but he was one of my best friends. Also, I knew him since very, very long time, maybe the late '90s, and just sad that a young youth, you know, a young passed away. So he's definitely not forgotten.
And now that you speak about enemies, I just came up with another question. And I'm sorry that I'm taking this whole interview from Mr. Roman. It's just I have so many things I want to hear from Homicide himself. Now, basically, a lot of people stated when Teddy Hart was in the business that he did something very disrespectful and you took him to school. I wasn't able to watch that event when that happened. But apparently you took him to school and you taught him respect inside the ring when something happened where he disrespected the boys in the back. Can you please explain that for us, please?
Well, you know, he's just got a big mouth. You know, he'll just blab in his mouth. I'm the kind of guy that I stay in my corner. I'm quiet. Maybe I got a different kind of people around me, but he had a big mouth. I just want to shut him off. And, you know, and basically, I do my ass moving for a very long time. We got, you know, also respect for each other, but he's just got a big mouth, and somebody got to shut his mouth. You know, he's an ex-boxer, Canadian, down with the Hart family. Ooh, okay, I get that, but no, just shut your mouth, you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, I kind of miss him right now. I don't hear Teddy Hart no more in the wrestling business. And I kind of support Teddy Hart in the wrestling business. He's one kind of a character, one of a kind.
All right, and here's my last question, Homicide. Your best friend, Low Key, known as Caval when he was in WWE, a lot of people were, especially the indie fans, a lot of people were disappointed when Caval was treated like garbage in the WWE, in my opinion, where you see him lose every week on a new WWE television episode, whereas when you watch him on in the indies, he's a monster. You actually have to kill him to beat him. Like, what do you feel when you saw your best friend on WWE TV lose like that?
Oh, I always say he's going to get his last laugh, you know. Like, to me, it's not about losing, it's about winning, going over there, earning respect, you know. But him losing all week, you know, I was just laughing because he's going to wake up the people one day that he's going to start winning and bring the gold back to Brooklyn, New York. You know, it's just a shame that, you know, he's not with the WWE. The WWE is a different world. That's a different universe. I believe that. The WWE universe, I do believe that. And Loki went to a different world. He's a survivor. He did not give up, you know. He just got his competition. He's always in Japan. You know, he's always remember his roots. That, you know, but it'd be great being in the WWE right now. And I bet you he'd be beating Brian Belson for the World Heavyweight Championship title all season long. It'd be great.
Nice.
And Homicide, what happened with you and DNA? How did that happen to you and the other
people? I'm being key.
Can you hear me there?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened with you and DNA that you ended up leaving the company?
Well, basically, I was just having a great time. You know, I didn't play the game. I had my prize. My prize took over. I was using it, just keeping it real goes wrong. I was one of those. And I'm too passionate about this wrestling business. I love the story. I love the sport. And my pride took over. I just did. I just don't give a damn no more. I did one of those attitudes.
Wow, absolutely. So when can we see you next, your upcoming match or your next appearance?
Well, next appearance, I'll be going down under Australia for a promotion called New Horizons Pro Wrestling. It's a great organization just started. I'll be wrestling Necro Butcher, so the people from Perth, Australia, are going to have experience of the Necro Butcher and Homicide. And I bet you that plan is not going to be 100% afterwards, but that's going to be my next appearance, and I got a couple of shots in April. Right now, my phone is still ringing. I'm still doing choices. If I'm ever coming back to a big promotion, so this is what happens right now. But I'm going to Australia on March 24th
of 2012.
Be here in during the WrestleMania weekend.
I might, maybe not. Right now, I'm still taking care of stuff in New York City. So right now, my phone is ringing. So I might come. I don't know who I'm going to be wrestling, but if I go to Miami, it's definitely going to be a party.
Well, Homicide, thank you so very much. Lastly, you think you could give us a plug here on the program before we let you go?
Let me cut you off right there. Homicide, remember we were speaking on the phone and see if it was okay with you if you could give us a quick plug here on the show?
Yes.
Okay, can you just give us that quick plug and just say, hey, this is Homicide and you're listening to The Roman Show or something like that? Or you can even do it in your gimmick if you like, whichever way you like.
Roman Show. All right. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
This is in the 2027 homicide, the Latin Frank Ray of professional wrestling, and you're here at the Roman Show. Beware, baby.
Nice.
Thank you so very much, Homicide. Always a pleasure. A pleasure to have you here in the program. You're always welcome in the program, man.
Oh, thank you so much, Roddy. Excuse me, but I'm outside, man. I got a terrible cold, so I sound funny.
Hey, Homicide, hey, if you come down to Miami, remember how we talked. Lunch on us.
Yeah, definitely will, man. I definitely will. I got your number, so definitely connect.
Oh, you definitely, Homicide.
All right, bro.
Thank you so
Take care,
much,
bro.
Guys. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man. Thank you. All right, Cage. Well, great interview there with Homicide. Didn't know too many things about what he had mentioned, stuff that none of us knew about, but that is what the Roman Show is all about, finding out stuff others don't know. Now, briefly, let's quickly review what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. I want to first start off with Chris Jericho and CM Punk. And I want to thank Randall because he's a good co-host that he is. He posted a video where CM Punk mentions his father's alcohol battle in the Ring of Honor, and Jericho brought that up yesterday in a promo. What are your thoughts about that feud going on?
Well, as far as that feud is going on, yesterday it reached a new low. I don't think they should have gone that low when it comes to attacking CM Punk's dad. Yes, CM Punk has gone through that kind of gimmick-slash-promo attack before, but now you're on national television, and there is a lot of other victims who suffer from that issue of fathers being alcoholics and, you know, and dying or beating on their child or whatever be the case. I think WWE hit a low last night, and I think there's going to be some repercussions from fans towards the WWE on that issue, if you ask me. But, yeah, it was super heated yesterday.
It was. And then, of course, now one thing I've noticed, they haven't talked too much about the Bryan Daniels and Sheamus, or they've just basically decided to do this stuff on SmackDown.
Well, it's I can't really say, you know. Now, on that subject, who were you talking about again? I'm sorry?
About the Bryan Daniels and Sheamus.
Oh, well, Bryan Danielson and Sheamus, you have to look at it this way. You're looking at two guys who has never main-evented a WrestleMania ever. They have the most pressure going into WrestleMania, whereas saying everyone else is known, but you guys are not known for WrestleMania, so you guys have to show yourselves if you're worth it, if you guys can make that money. So personally, they've had great matches for the United States title, for just regular matches. They've had great matches all their careers together. So I'm expecting a 5-star, especially being that it's in WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, well, the main event, before that, we also saw Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, heating up that match, which I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be over 40 minutes of a match. And that is one thing that I want to point out. So far, we haven't had that many matches mentioned. They just mentioned the World 12-Man Tag Team, which a lot of people are not too happy about. And then you have, obviously, the Sheamus and Bryan, Rock and Cena, Hunter and Taker, and then Jericho and Punk, which leaves us with five. But we're almost just a few days, two and a half weeks away from WrestleMania or something like that, and five matches only?
Well, we had this conversation before, Mr. Roman. That just kind of states that expect one of these great matches to be maybe an hour long. I still remember till this day when Cena and Shawn Michaels went 1 hour long on Monday Night Raw without even them announcing a Iron Man match at all. And that has to be one of the greatest matches in Monday Night Raw history. So why can we not expect the same in WrestleMania, being as is the biggest event of the year?
Well, one thing I've heard, and this is to the back, that Vince McMahon is slowly but surely giving away power to Triple H and his daughter Stephanie. And except for this WrestleMania, Vince McMahon has his full hands on it. But the transition is moving smoothly. So that's why we haven't had a full card as of yet. And little by little, these matches will be released.
Oh, Oh yeah. So well, if we're expecting more matches, then they better start shooting it soon. That's all I gotta say.
And then another thing, I haven't heard too much as far as the Hall of Fame. We started off really early with Mike Tyson and Ed and so forth, but it pretty much was a hiatus. I haven't heard Yokozuna. But are we gonna have more?
Well, they just announced Mil Máscaras again yesterday, so a lot of people forgot when they inducted him in Mexico. So basically, they inducted Mil Máscaras officially last night. And yeah, Yokozuna has been actually rumored forever, and as a matter of fact, they've apparently already announced his inductor, and that would be Bret the Hitman Hart.
Huh. Well, he had a great battle up against. And last, well, The Rock and Cena. Tell me about that concert they both had last night.
As a matter of fact, we were going to show the fans the promos tonight, but we actually ran out of time. Next week, we might be able to have more time to actually have a vote down to see who had the best concert. But personally, mm-hmm. I'm just tired of all the talk. Just start with the action already.
Right. I personally love it, and I just can't wait till my boy, The Rock, defeats your boy, John Cena. And then I could shave your beard live on the air.
We will see about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that pretty much does it for this edition of The Roman Show. Very entertaining one. I was in tears. So happy you're not going to be here with us next week. And Randall won't have a choice as far as who is going to be my co-host next week. And who do we have lined up for us next week, Cage?
Next week, definitely. We have Justin Maine, the main event. Not spelled M-A-I-N. It's spelled M-A-N-E. The main event will be here on the show. Justin Maine. You have to tune into his interview because if you're nicknamed the main event, you must have a backup plan for that. And then we're going to have one of the legends of the ring. We're going to have a man that's been missing from wrestling for quite a long time. Now he's back to talk to us for the very first time in an exclusive interview. We're going to have Glacier on the show next week. And on top of that, we're working on this, folks, so stay tuned on our updates. We might have Johnny Gargano on the show to actually let us know on his injury that he suffered back in Evolve 10. Yep, you heard it. We might have Johnny Gargano here on the show next week to let us know on his injury.
Yeah, we're just trying to catch up with him because I know he's healing from his injury. So we just want to get the okay from him and if he's able to speak to us and keep us updated. Well, and get ready, folks, because WrestleMania is just a few weeks away, as you had mentioned. And we will be at the Miami-Dade County Youth Fair come this Friday night. Make sure you look for us. We'll be wearing our black and white T-shirts with a big Roman Show logo. Make sure you stop by, say hi, take a picture with us. We'll get you on camera. We'll get you on audio, whatever it is, and we'll play here on the air next Tuesday. Cage, any final notes?
Just the fact that I'm going to get my attorney on this because I personally think that whole promo battle thing was just wrong in so many ways. I think there's something there has to be a recount in some way or some form. But hey, guys, for whoever's listening, I want you to vote on this. I want to see if the fans want this or not. I want to see if you guys want to see the Memfo Mofo versus Sean Denny in Promo Battle 4.
All right, there you have it. Look at that. Randall says, "Stop being a sore loser."
No, I'm requesting a recount.
Oh, please. Good night, folks. Catch us this Wednesday, tomorrow night, as we have a UFC veteran, Sean McCorkle, on the program as we talk mixed martial arts. That's tomorrow night at 10 p.m. here on The Roman Show. Good night. Cage, you suck.
What?
Yo, high five. Yo. Hey, monkey. It's me, D.D.P. The king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Hey, let me tell you, that promo battle was just great.
It was great, man, but for some reason I feel like I got one-upped.
Nah, you did horrible, man. You really did.
No, I thought I was ready. I just hope I didn't offend him too much. Wait a minute. Roman, why do you keep on doing the same mistake? Are we on?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Let me
tell you that you absolutely, you know, I played the music. You had me in tears, and you choked, man. You couldn't do the speech.
Well, listen, the whole point of the speech is this. It's that, I don't know. I thought I was a lot better than this. This is just an outrage. I'm gonna go drink now.
Yeah, what are you gonna drink?
Kool-Aid.
Do your job. No, you do your job. Are you in your menstrual period or something?
I am not on no menstrual period. And on top of that, I am no jobber. You know what? I'm going to buy us that jobber t-shirt, and we're both going to wear it, and we're going to say we're not jobbers because we are doing our job.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.